Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, August 27, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none, sir.
Well, we do have, we are moving minutes for regular meeting of August 20th.
Take care of them, thanks, John.
Back a week. So that, we move on, 5F. Now we have.
I'll let you get your report.
He was department head and elected official, Terry Johnson, Montgomery County Auditor.
Good morning. The city of Burlington, Canada, their filing period is still going on. It ends on the 29th at 5 p.m. So, but then also yesterday started all the other cities and schools. School, anybody that wants to be on the school board has to file with their school secretary. Anybody with the city files in our office. So we had a few come in, so.
Thank you, Terry. Rodney Weiser, maintenance.
Good morning, nothing new to report this week.
Mike Johnstone, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Good morning. I don't really have anything to report.
Probably not. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
We're busy.
Imagine that. Do you have a trial starting today?
Maybe. We're waiting to see if the defendant's gonna join us.
You don't.
Really, that's what they're upstairs waiting on, is to see if the defendant actually shows up.
Okay, well, he is in custody, is he?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a different case.
Okay.
There it is.
Thank you, Lisa. Angie Vaughn, safety.
My life is a lot less complicated than hers, but we're busy, but we don't have anything new to share today.
Good. Brian Carter, secondary roads.
Good morning. Sperry Bridge is moving along, hoping to start setting beams later this week. So that's a good sign. And we're gonna start working towards some pension projects here over the next couple weeks to a month. So you have somebody call you and ask you why in the world we're tearing up their gravel road. That very well may be it, but don't hesitate to have them give us a call if that happens. So, which it typically does. Other than that, just moving along, doing some spot rock today and tomorrow. So just out hitting a couple muddy spots and stuff. Finally got some good rain to do that. So I'm doing a lot of blading, which is nice. It's been a while.
Thank you. You throw the whole schedule off.
I know, kept it short. Give all my time to Zach.
Chris Lee, conservation.
Good morning. Big hollow's full, of course, for Labor Day weekend. So I think we have, I heard there is one camper we're going to be pulling out this morning, but I'm sure there's somebody standing in line to have that spot. So, Fourth Pumping Station has quite a few campers up there. We still do have spots available there, though, as of this morning anyway. And we've got all sorts of sites available down Skunk River. Haven't really been getting a lot of people down there. This last weekend was real busy. Had a good crowd up the Fourth. Had a little incident. Some folks rented our shelter house there at Big Hollow for a wedding reception, and it turned into a giant brawl, I guess. So thanks to the Sheriff's Department for helping us out on that and coming in.
Wright's family versus two rooms.
The call came out, and I guess the first deputies that showed up in there said it was like 50 people just going at it.
So they had an ambulance.
Had an ambulance there. Somebody got hauled away in an ambulance and stuff. Heck of a way to start your life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's the reception to go to.
Right. So. But yeah, I mean, it took us all summer to have some big event, some big incident like that. So I guess I can't complain a whole heck of a lot. Had ISAC this last week, had our session with Forest Reserve, had some pretty good discussion on there based on the survey that was sent out prior to that session with almost 200 respondents from assessors, supervisors, and conservation. It sounded like, I think they said, what was it, 63%. Respondents felt there was no substantial problems with the Forest Reserve program. And if there were to be changes, it sounded like the group there was most in support of increasing the minimum acreage from 2 to 5 or higher. And then there was some discussion of changing the exemption from 100% down to something that's not 100%. We did go round and round about exempting non-resident landowners, which would be something very hard to legislate, and I get that. And then just the big thing to keep in mind, Forest Reserve program was established in 1906. We're talking a resource that's a 100-year crop rotation, basically.
So, you vote for that, Bob?
Right? And so, any changes that we make or any way that we reduce that law is going to have effects. If we lose forest resources now, that's an effect that's going to affect two generations from now. And so, I know, budgets are a motivating factor in any given year or any given administration, but with a law like this, we have to keep in mind that, there's a much bigger picture here. And so I know, you guys aren't the ones that get to make the decision, but I guess if the press picks it up, I'd encourage any of the brilliant minds sitting under the Golden Dome to keep that in mind before they go making wholesale changes to a program that's been quite effective for the last 113 years. And so other than that, we had a good conference up there. Had some good conservation sessions. Looking forward to kind of creeping up on the end of summer.
Well, you're on that subject.
Summer?
No. Logs. Forests. I don't mind a forest program. I think it's a good deal. And they own the ground. They can do whatever they want. But they ought to pay for the taxes. They ought to keep the roads up, keep the ambulance running, the sheriff's department, and they ought to pay local taxes.
Yeah,
to lobby Congress hard enough, so if those damn dummies put in 120,000-pound trucks, tear up our roads and bridges, which is going to cost us more money, they need to pay for it.
The logging industry, the forest industry.
Well, yeah. Yes, when they raise those oak trees in 100 years from now and they come out of there, that's going to be a landfall. Yeah. Lots of money. And in the meantime, we paid for it. And that part I don't agree with.
All right. Yep. And I can see that side of it. And, there have been clear abuses of it. These places where, they're taking a 40-acre tract of land, they're carving it up into 5-acre, mini lots, and then putting McMansions on them, and then throwing the other 4 acres in Forest Reserve and then not paying those taxes. That's not what the program was intended for. And so, that's not, nor was it such that, somebody from St. Louis can come up here, buy 300 acres of deer hunting ground, throw it all in Forest Reserve, and then not pay an ounce of taxes.
I agree.
And so that's not what it was designed for either. It's not a handout.
That's what I have against it.
Yeah. And so, I get those, but I just want to make sure that legislators are keeping in mind the reason for that being in place. We're not exactly known as a forest state. There are practically no other protections on forest resources or programs to promote them. So because it is such a long-term investment,
it sounds like they better move to Brazil.
Yeah, right.
The Chinese are going to come in and take down all the rainforests so they can grow more beans.
Bad deal going on down there with all those fires.
But you guys got us back on schedule.
You're welcome.
Jack James, land use.
All right, well, I don't have any brawl stories going on at the land use department, unfortunately, but we've been pretty busy the last week or so. We've had a lot of, three or four floodplain development requests and a couple zoning permits, as well as some more subdivisions coming in, so it's been pretty busy the last week or so. I also wanted to let you guys know, I think they emailed this to Bob. It's from FEMA. They're going to have a meeting on Wednesday, September 18th from 1 to 3 at the Fort Madison City Council Chambers. This is for a flood engineering review meeting related to the Green Bay levee. They did a study. They actually did two separate studies, one down here along the Skunk Creek or Skunk River, and then one for basically the remainder of the county. So they had the meetings for the remainder of the county last. That's earlier this year. I can't remember.
And that's in Fort Madison? I thought it was in Keokuk.
No, it's in Fort Madison.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some of the preliminary study and some of the maps. It's not a huge impact or change in one county. It's quite a pretty big impact though down in Lee County, in that Green Bay Bottoms area, but I just want to let you guys know about that.
When was that meeting?
From 1 to 3. So we got a copy, Gina Harden, I believe, got a copy, and then Bob, but we're gonna send it out to some other folks and I can forward it to you. I just got it this morning, so.
And I'll be out of town, I've got to present at a meeting that day, so I was, wanted to know if it was the same one that I'd already seen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep, no problem.
And this city buddy. Okay. Correspondence, I have no correspondence. Proceed to discussion and vote, we have payroll claims reimbursement in the amount of $283 even.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Yes.
Jim Terry?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have appointment of 2 township officers. Nice when somebody volunteers their time and efforts for that. We have a request from Don E. Brewer, 4512 148th Avenue, to be a Union Township, to complete the remainder of a 4-year term to be a Union Township trustee. And a similar request from Erica Brewer, 4512 148th Avenue, to complete the remainder of another 4-year term expiring on December 31st, 2022.
Move to approve.
Both. Right. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. And we, when I speak for the board, we appreciate their willingness to service.
It's hard to get people out.
That's not the most fun job in the world.
Nope.
So Don quit the fair board and needed something to do, huh?
We have a resolution to cancel checks over 1 year old, according to Chapter 331.554 of the 2019 Code of Iowa. The check outstanding for more than 1 year should be canceled by the auditor, and the amount of the check could be credited to the fund upon which the check was drawn. None of these are payroll checks. We always follow up on those. So the total is $6,835.86.
Wow.
What?
I said wow.
Wow.
Move to approve.
I think most of them are lost in the banking system.
Yeah.
I remember several years ago, one of mine apparently got lost. I don't remember, but I got a receipt for it and everything in the mail. And I called the bank one time. They said, we haven't seen it. So I have no idea what.
So,
anyway.
Well, I've just figured that's all those people that didn't need money.
There you go. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
All those forest owners.
Abate taxes from Hope Haven. Nobody here from Hope Haven. On March 1st, 2019, parcel number 11-32-434-011 at 827 North 7th Street, Burlington, was donated to Hope Haven Area Development Center. Hope Haven did not exchange any funds for the property. It was purely a donation. The home was in very poor condition with holes in the floor, roof, and sidewalls. The house was full of stray cats and a possible vagrant. Hope Haven paid to have the house torn down during July of 2019 The remaining land will be planted with grass seed and left vacant for the time being. Hope Haven is requesting property tax abatement for all property tax due and payable on the property. I checked, wouldn't be surprised if you gentlemen did too, there's a few, we can't fix a missed deadline, but Iowa code says that the Board of Supervisors may abate the taxes levied against property acquired by gift or purchase by a person or entity if the property acquired by gift or purchase was transferred to the person or entity after the deadline for filing the property tax exemption in the year of which the property was transferred, and the property acquired by gift or purchase would have been exempt under section 427.1. Well, the deadline was February 1st, this was transferred March 1st, so it was after the deadline, and Hope Haven would be eligible for that exemption. So they mean that we can abate those taxes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
What happened to the vagrant?
Doesn't address that.
Hope Haven will put good use of that property.
We have a personnel action for conservation. A Greg Bolas.
Bolas?
Okay, well, Greg Bolas, Bolas. A seasonal position, new hire, new rate is $12 an hour, starts September 9th and ends on or before October 24th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Other business? I have none. Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I have none. Up at ISAC, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for meetings up there. As you guys will know, we all attend basically the same type of meeting, so.
Yeah, I did that. Plus, I had a Community College Fair Association meeting today. We discussed the fair and various improvements that need to be made at the fairground and agreements between the college and opening statements, if you care to look at them, here they is. So, good outfit. Evidently, Rag Bry was quite uneventful.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good.
Didn't increase beer sales or anything. It was not what they expected. They expected a big surge to go through the barns because they'd never been to a county fair. Right. Never been through an active county fair. Didn't make any difference. They bring their own entertainment.
They're probably tired about
it. Well, yeah, and that was some of it. They said
last overnight. They
and then I go get up early in the morning and go to Keokuk.
Yeah. And thumping bicycles all day in the heat. It was looking for a little shade.
You know, they have to get up pretty early because they support the vehicles started pulling at the park. You know, 6:30.
Yeah, that's right.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I have no committee reports. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address board, please give your name and address for the record.
Tom Courtney, 2609 30. Bob, I just wanted to ask about the fair. Do you know, was the attendance down this year? It seemed really down to me. We had a table out there, and it seemed.
I think it was down just a little bit. Numbers of livestock was down. And Carol and I talked about that too, and we didn't know if that was from the our thought of the fair being down, or is their housing area where they park all their trailers, the campsite was clear full. and waiting.
The vendors seem to be down too. That was a big empty space.
And they said the vendors did very well.
But were there less of them than normal? It seemed like a lot of
them. They rearranged it and put some of them outside, and it's worked out quite well for them because they can eat underneath the tent.
We had a Democrat. We always have a Democrat yeah. table. And it was so slow, I would spend half my time down to Republicans sitting and talking with Jock. Both of them were just really slow. That's why I wondered if there were less people.
Yeah, there was not much activity out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You learn anything down there?
I think I taught him a few things. Jock and I have been friends for a long time, so except for that. Anyway, thank you.
Any other public input? Good luck, Lisa. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Aye.